Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Your business is bad boy here at your service, as always. Glad to be with you. So excited about being able to continue to be with you on this middle part of the week of the next week of our small businesses, of the lives of our businesses, and wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And somebody else who I think probably agrees with me about that is our good friend Chuck Martin. Chuck is a longtime member of our brain. He's the author of many books. His eighth book is on the way, and including Tough Management, which is one of my favorites, including Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success, and books. He's the president of NFI Research, and does a great job of doing some good research on how people are behaving in the marketplace. He's got some new stuff for us. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Always good to be here. I love small business.
Absolutely. I told him you'd be happy to be here. Hey, Chuck, one of the things that's really all the rage, and I've said this before, social media is not a fad. It's a craze, meaning it's all the news right now. But it's not a fad, which means that it's not going to go away.
That's absolutely correct.
And
it can't go away.
It's not going to, and here's why. Social media has empowered the people in a way that I've never seen anything like it before.
Absolutely. Well, if you just look at the elections in Iran some time ago, a month or two ago.
Right.
Where it was just, there were something like a thousand people writing something tweeting something in 5 seconds.
And see, a lot of people don't realize it, Chuck, but the last election in the United States, presidential election in the United States, was determined by social media.
I have heard
David, what's his last name? David
Axelrod?
No, David Plum. It's like Plum. I'll think of it in a minute. Some of my research folks will help me here. But I heard him speak. He's the lead, the guru, the social media guru for Obama. And then recently I heard his lieutenant give a speech, and both of them broke down the way that they went about social media, getting the message out, and how they connected the technology and what people, and how they were able to use social media technology and tools and practices to get people to behave a certain way and to move around the country. And I'm telling you, social media, the way that by the middle of October, if I had known what Obama's campaign was doing with social media compared to what McCain's was doing, I would have said it's over. And because it was, by the middle of October, the election was over because they had outpaced the McCain organization with leveraging social media.
Well, the Obama campaign by Ad Age was concluded to be the marketer of the year.
Yeah. Plus,
beat out Coca-Cola,
David,
McDonald's, and so forth. So,
right.
From a marketing standpoint, it was, and I teach marketing, so I mean,
yeah.
From a marketing standpoint, it was just astounding what they did and how they did it, and that was all through social media.
The guy's name was Plouffe, David Plouffe.
Yeah.
And both of them were fascinating, the things that they said. So the point, though, for small businesses is that this is that we have at our fingertips, and here's what's so exciting to me, Chuck. It's virtually free.
That's exactly right. But companies still have problems with it, and small companies do as well. I'm working with a couple of small companies now, and I got them on Twitter and so forth, and they don't instantly understand the value of the connection that way with their customers because their time is already filled. They don't have extra time, and they view it as, well, I have to stop working and do this, you know, tweeting or something
It hasn't gotten into the flow of their work yet, but I also think, and I've talked quite a bit about this in the last several months, Chuck, I think the term social media puts a lot of traditional business owners, the classic, you know, 20th century business owners off. And that's the reason why I prefer the term online customer communities.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree. I have read some of your... I totally agree.
So you've been doing some research on this. You've been asking companies and their people, how effective do they think that their social media strategy is? And when we come back after these messages, Chuck is going to bring that research to us, ladies and gentlemen, revealing it to the public, hopefully for the first time. We like to get the fresh stuff right after these messages, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
The late, great godfather of soul, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Brown, taking us to Funky Town. I always feel good when I hear James Brown. It makes me smile. What a happy performer he was, and we're fortunate that we had James Brown in our lives. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, or anywhere in between, we got something that you can do. You can read. Ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members as well, like our good friend Chuck Martin, who's with us right now. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blassingame, check it out when you get a chance. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success, among other books, working on getting his eighth book published. These books have sold something under a billion copies galactically. Chuck, you've done some research recently on... To continue our thought on social media and integrating it into the strategies and to the flow of our work and our businesses, which is not easy. It was an adjustment for me, Chuck. Even as a publisher, as a writer, as a person who's who makes his living being a thought leader, in the flow of working social media into the flow of my business was not even easy for me. And,
oh, sure.
And so you've done some research on how people feel about that. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, we surveyed, and we've done this for 10 years now. We surveyed 2,000 senior executives and managers, not employees, only executives, in 50 countries. And we've surveyed them every 14 days for these 10 years. And we've done a few things on social networking now, so we start to get benchmarks. We just did one asking these executives and managers, what is their confidence level that their department or organization has a strategy or a plan on how to effectively use social networking. And what we found was that 66%, a clear majority, have a very low confidence level their organization has a good plan or strategy. And only 12% have a high opinion that they have a high confidence level that they have a strategy. So the people who are running the companies and managing the companies are not confident that their organizations have a plan to deal with social networking.
I'm going to respond to those numbers two ways. Either those executives, maybe they actually don't have a good plan, but it also might be that the executives really still don't understand how social media is going to work. And that's one reason why they might have answered that question. Another reason they might have answered that question is because they're fearful of the whole specter of social media. Social media frightens a lot of executives of big companies.
Well, that's true. And here's the thing: if 60% think their organization does not have a good strategy, then they either don't know that their organization has a strategy,
right?
Which doesn't have a strategy, both of which are disasters.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is that if you walked up to to the average CEO who's probably, you know, a lot of the CEOs are, you know, are not, you know, they're baby boomer age. They're not typically 35, maybe, probably, and they're probably 50, more like 55 or so. That generation is not automatically a part of a social media.
Well, that's true. Although they may have a LinkedIn account or a Facebook account. We just found very, very high numbers in terms of people using LinkedIn Business. Of the people doing social networking in business, 77% are using LinkedIn.
Right.
Which is extraordinary.
Right.
And we've also got 18% now using Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty significant when you look at that's the executive and manager population.
So what do you think? Do you think that the people who responded, the 66% who responded that negatively, do you think they actually are making a good evaluation of the company's social media strategy?
Well, we asked them these aren't necessarily people who are doing the strategy or creating
it.
But we asked them if they thought their company had a good one, and what this indicates to us is that they're not confident that their organization has a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
The company may have a plan, but these people, and these are the people who we surveyed, they're running the businesses.
Is it too early in the whole process for anybody to be confident of having a good plan?
Well, if you look
at... Is that a good question?
There are certain companies, though, that are really out there. Like, you see chief marketing officers of various organizations, Kodak, Best Buy, Express, and so forth. They're very, very active out in the... In social, I mean, you see them on Twitter every day,
right?
And they're talking about their business, and they clearly are people who get it. What you don't know is, are those the only people, or is it just a handful of those people at that organization who totally get it? So my guess is, we didn't survey this, but if we went to Kodak and said, "Do you have a strategy?" They see that their CMO is very highly, extremely visible in the online community. They would probably say, "Yeah, we have a good strategy." Our marketing guys are running it, and away they go.
Well, see, now today these companies all have senior vice presidents of marketing, and every company has that. They've got layers and layers of executives in the marketing profession. But I believe in less than 10 years there won't be a VP of marketing. There'll be a VP of connections. What do you think?
Or something like that. That may not be the title.
But it'll be
a C something else.
It'll be more around communicating and connecting with people, and less about speaking at them.
Maybe it'll be the CCO, the Chief Connecting Officer.
There you go. I like that.
You need a C title.
Right. But we're in this transition period right now where people, you know, I think that they're a little. If not afraid, they're a little apprehensive about where this is going. And we're going to get Chuck to talk to us some more about this research right after these messages. Fascinating stuff, folks. All of this is opportunity for small businesses, ladies and gentlemen, because it's easier for us to integrate social media into our strategies. Tintel, stay with us.
Listen to the wind blow.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin, the author of many books, including Tough Management, including Smarts, Are We Hardwired for Success? Chuck, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books and find your research.
Our website is NFI, like Net Future Institute, NFIresearch.com. And my books are anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, et cetera, et cetera. And on Twitter, I can be followed at ChuckMartin1.
Now, you're the number 7th out of the top 10 marketing experts on Twitter?
Well, marketing professors.
Professors on Twitter.
Yes. I'm in the top 10 of all things.
So, I mean, this is like something you go tell your mom. Mom, guess what? all that tuition paid off finally. I'm not in number 7 on Twitter.
Yeah, well, I don't really tell many people about it. Your audience will probably get it, but out of the I think there are 38 or 40 marketing professors on Twitter in the U.S.
Right.
I did make the top 10 list.
Very good. Well, you know, as I've told my audience many times before, Chuck, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. And
you know what I'm finding, which I find very interesting, is I teach marketing research at the Whittemore School of Business and Economics at the University of New Hampshire. And I teach, they're only seniors and juniors in my class, mostly seniors. The only out of a group of, say, it's not even a third who use Twitter.
And what? The kids aren't using Twitter?
No, they're not. They 100% use Facebook, of course.
Right.
But they don't use Twitter. They don't many of them.
Interesting.
You know, we've had these discussions. Many of them don't see a reason. They don't see why. They don't understand why to use it.
Yeah.
So we're having them do a research project right now using Twitter.
Very interesting. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been saying, Chuck, this sort of tracks with what I've been saying about the public social media sites. As you know, I'm encouraging my small business audience to use Twitter, to use Facebook, to use the public sites as a training ground to understand how the universe works and to get started with it and use it to your advantage, but while simultaneously building your own proprietary online customer communities through your own platforms, through your own whatever you want to use. If you want to use an email list or some kind of an instant message system or whatever, but communicate with your customers because Chuck, in 3 years from now we may not be talking about Twitter. 5 years from now we may not be talking about Facebook.
Because we will be doing what?
Because those will become passé. See, I believe the public sites will come and go, but I don't think one thing I think will not change, it will not go away, is the way customers want to be connected with.
Right. Well, another way to look at Twitter is it's a network or a platform.
Right.
It's not something it's like the internet or like the telephone. When you think about it, we don't have magazines about how to use a telephone.
Right.
But we use a telephone for all kinds of weird things. We now no longer have a lot of magazines about the internet or the web.
Exactly.
Because it's now become part of
it's just
what
a tool.
We, what we
it's
do.
Just a tool, and that's what these will be.
Yeah, and what we're doing is we're networking with everybody else. The next very big thing, and I'm actually researching a ninth book on this, but I'm just in the research stages, is the third screen or mobile. You're going to have this technology in the palm of your hand.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's another way of building a platform, a proprietary platform within your company for this, to have your own, maybe have your own application.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, I like quoting, I think it was Eric Schmidt, is one of the Google executives said that in the future, Google will have more success with mobile than it has had or ever will have with PCs.
Oh, everybody will. It's so much bigger.
Yeah.
It's multiple times bigger. I mean, 3.5 billion people have a cell phone right now.
My technology expert, Alan Friedman, yesterday said it's the only true personal computer.
That's right. And that is true one-to-one communication.
Yes, yes.
Because you've got somebody right there.
And that's the future. That's the reason why social media may be a craze, but it's not a fad, and it's giving customers more control over the relationship. They like that. They want that. They want you to find them. They don't want to find you.
Right. And by the way, the last thing in our research, small businesses actually are in better shape than large businesses. No surprise.
With regard to social media.
Yes, and social networking in terms of the confidence level, the more people at the larger companies, those with 10,000 or more employees.
Yeah.
Are not confident. They have a low confidence level in their company. And at small businesses, more people have a high level of confidence that their business has a plan or strategy.
It's because we're more used to the one-on-one communication.
Right. It's also easier to
see. And it's the reason why the future is going to be brighter for small business, in my opinion. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, well, thank you. Always good to be here.
NFIresearch.com is the website. Check it out when you get a chance. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.